Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Okay. You girls are f***ing jealous bitches.
Stop yelling at me.
Stop.
Shut up.
You're playing victim.
I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
That preview got me so excited.
I cannot wait for these bitches to be back.
They're the meanest to each other's faces.
But they're also, like, the friendliest, I feel. Like, they're actually, like, closely, like, bonded, I feel, except for this new one that's coming in. But I feel like they're all friends.
Well, I think they're quick to recover. Like, yeah. They say it to your face, and mm-hmm. They're like, so, like, now that we've hashed that out, let's go to tequila to have a tequila tasting.
Yeah, tequila Mexico, mm-hmm. Where Bethany's trip is finally going because she's gotten rid of all the blood cysts, everything in her.
Right. That's right. Right. That's right. But the new housewife, Tinsley Mortimer.
Yes. Do you remember her? She was like a socialite that used to be in the news. I feel like this is going to be
She was actually in Gossip Girl in 2010.
Thanks, IMDb. But she was also, remember, there was this show with like Lizzie Grubman PR. Do you remember that? And I'm pretty sure she was like on that and like friends with those people too. So she's come a far long way.
Well, according to the girl, she was the it girl in New York. She was the most photographed woman
now
in New York at
one time.
And
Sonia's new house guest.
But like how much are they going to have in common?
Probably a lot. I bet, is Tinsley married? Is she married?
No.
So she got married. Okay.
She got married. She met the guy in boarding school. They eloped. Her parents were like, no.
So they eloped then at they like 18?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it annulled. Then they got remarried years later. I think they were together for about 9 years. Mm. And now she's a single lady who also got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
We did see in the preview that she has a mugshot. So fingers crossed we get to witness that. And I can't imagine the editors won't splice that in somehow.
No, I think that's from previous.
Right. I mean, oh, the.
Oh, did they show the actual mugshot? Like, goes down.
No, did they show the
it
actual
goes down
mugshot?
In the season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. And then we also get the return of Jill. How do you feel? Bobby! Allie, Bobby! Come to Darren Fabrics, Bobby!
Allie, you just have to go to fat camp.
Allie, arthritis. Oh, God, Allie, where's Ginger the dog? Where's that chihuahua?
Those were the days.
And she's like... She's like, hello, I'm the surprise at Scary Island. And Alex, like, has, like, a full panic attack and starts, like, seizuring. Like, what is happening? I hope she's not around that much.
No, I think it'll be brief.
Thank God. Okay. In other Housewives news, sadly, Teresa's mother passed away. But
I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah, wasn't the dad like, sick or something? I thought they were worried about the dad.
She was only 66, and they say natural causes. It seems kind of a little weird.
I don't know. But the weirdest part about the obituary was that Teresa still managed to name drop her cookbooks inspired by mom and then, you know, drop the name. It's a little strange to put an obituary. Maybe just, you know, focus on the mom and not so much your New York Times best-selling Fabulicious.
Yeah, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. So have you been from our Instagram of @2judgygirls? Mary, can you spell it for us?
TWOJUDGEY.
Yes.
Girls.
Yes. GRRLS. Okay. So through that,
please
I noticed.
Please follow us. We're up to 47 followers. We doubled since last week.
Our brand is just skyrocketing. Join now. Be one of the founding members of it, okay? No kickbacks, no nothing. But you can say you were there before we were big. Okay, but anyways, Vicky is hiring for Kodo. And she's advertising it via Instagram.
I know, like with headshots of herself. It's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre. And it's like Zoolander with like a fan. Like she's got, and it's like her wispy, like burnt out bleach hair that is just like out there. And then also speaking of Instagram, Rena, what's up with, come on, how do you, I would love to see you defend this one.
Okay, yeah. So Rena, she put up a, it's hard for me to say because it's just weird. She put up an Instagram of her daughter and she
Delilah Bell.
Mm-hmm. She clearly use some kind of skinny app.
Facetune.
Best oh, you're familiar.
Best $2.99 app purchase I ever made.
So she basically makes her daughter look skinnier and it's so obvious.
Yeah. There's like a design in the back and it's like straight lines except for one part where it just curves out a little bit.
She deleted it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, then it must have never happened. Never happened.
I mean, the eating disorders that girl is going to have.
It's something else. We'll get into that when we talk about Beverly Hills. But in Bachelor news, hot off the presses, we got a baby batch coming.
Yes, Jade and Tanner are expecting.
Okay, their post was actually really cute.
With the ice cream?
With the video. Did you see that one?
No, I saw them, like, eating for two, and she had two ice cream cones.
Oh, I didn't see
that
one.
She's like, I don't know which one, mint chip, cookie dough?
Everything!
The baby wants them all.
I can eat whatever I want now, I'm pregnant!
I'm like, oh, wait, I eat whatever I want now, but I don't have that excuse, so I'm just fat. Thank God for Facetune. Full circle. Okay, and also I heard today that my dreams of Bachelor in Paradise have been dashed because Luke and Danielle L. from this season are apparently dating. How do we feel about that? I mean,
I think he's creepy.
Well, I think he's got a little, like, Cro-Magnon going on with, like, how big his forehead is and how pronounced. But I think it's, like, guys, you don't start dating until you're offered a contract to go on a show to date. Do the smart thing.
No, what morons.
Morons, literally. You guys couldn't wait till 6 months. Like, you can bang now. Don't date.
Well, I was really upset that they didn't confirm right now that Corinne's already on Bachelor in Paradise. I know we still have to get through Rachel's season, but... come on, give me something.
Right. I mean, okay, let's talk about that, because did Corinne not own the Women Tell All special? Like, that should have just been called your Corinne or your Corout. That's what I think, because I'm full Corinne.
But she got everyone to defend her.
Okay, so it makes me think that the girls actually, like, really liked, like, a lot of the girls liked her, because that Taylor, I couldn't believe how many of them hated Taylor.
Oh, well, Taylor with her big hoops. The bigger the hoops, the bigger the how.
TM, yeah, Chloe.
I'm sick of her emotional intelligence things, but the girls were not behind her at all. And no. She was, like, being shamed.
Yeah, being shamed. I kind of loved it. Liz, they were really happy for Liz. They were promoting her. I liked Liz's new hair. She looks good as a blonde.
I thought Liz looked way too... like, she clearly got lip injections of some sort. And then her face looked dramatically different. Like, bad Botox.
God, you're really critical on International Women's Day. I mean, come on. Who was the girl that said, we should be supporting each other? Was it Liz? It might have been Liz.
Oh, she was having an emotional breakdown.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, I guess I would be a little bit upset too if I was only known for banging some guy. There's more to me. Like,
it's,
I build,
not the best look.
I build wells. If anybody knew Liz, they would know that she's great and she builds wells. I'm like, okay, maybe she, like, builds wells Adams. I was waiting for you to get that one.
He got a haircut. He got a haircut this week.
Did he?
I hope he's on Bachelor in Paradise too.
Well, he was in it last season though. You think they'll bring him back again?
I hope. He's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Something that I love about the Women Tell All is when they go and they crash the viewing parties, as if, like, nobody has any idea the Bachelor's coming. I'm like, if these people throw these parties every week where they have Nick face masks, they bring, like, certain wines that are, you know, just everything's Bachelor themed. I'm like, you guys need to relax. Like, I'm all in for theme parties, but to do this every Monday, like, don't people work? Don't people have jobs?
I'm hoping to make this my full-time job. Well, but no. Well, okay.
Dreams for 2020. Like,
no. Crashing the viewing parties, like, that sorority house was not fortunate looking.
I know. I didn't want to say
those
anything.
Girls. No, those girls were not cute.
I know. One time they did go to the UCLA DG chapter though, like maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. I want
to
say Sean needs
to get on the USC one.
Yeah, that's as my advising role at USC DG. I will make sure that the Bachelor comes next season.
Seems important to me.
Yes. Okay, let's talk.
Wait, okay. Yes. I also want
yes
to see, I want a new segment.
Uh-huh.
Chris Harrison, listen, of the girls' audition tapes.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be great. Why don't we get that? We need more bloopers. We need more realness.
The bloopers are terrible. They're not even funny.
It's just things falling over.
It's so lame.
Wait, I did like Rachel, though, when Rachel's giving an interview and she's like, yeah, you know, I think I'm funny. And some guy, like, walked by. He's like, you're not funny. I laughed at that. I thought that was good. But I'm excited for her to be the Bachelor. I'm glad that we get to see a little bit more of her. It's interesting, though, because they've announced it already that when Nick came out on stage, you know, they didn't say, like, Rachel, are you heartbroken? They're, like, trying to get away from that storyline completely. Like, oh, you opened me up to realize that I can do this and I can be a fine love somehow. It's like,
well, their date was, like, really interesting because I feel like he was just trying to get her to be vulnerable, and he really wanted her to say I love you, and she never actually said it.
No, she said she was falling in love with him.
No, but she keeps on being like, he keeps on being like, well, you have to, like, get out of your head and, like, follow your heart. It's like, Nick, Do you really want her to say I love you, or do you just want to hear it from three women?
Yeah, that's what he needs to. I feel like he wants to set all these records as the Bachelor because he's fighting his inner demons. Like, he's like, I came in second place. I do deserve love. I do. But really, we all know that he doesn't even want the love.
Well, okay, so she finally, like, says, like, I'm falling for you. And then her reaction was to, like, hide under her sweater. This would be me. This would be me. Like, oh, my God, I said something that's, like, could make me look dumb.
And the worst part is that he also, like, can't reiterate it. I mean, Ben did, so he broke the rules. But, like, he's not supposed to reiterate it. So I feel like I would just be like, I love you. Just, like, blink if you're in there. Just, like, wink if you're...
Well, then they just, like, immediately kiss.
Yeah,
and then they play the Bachelor music.
Yeah, and then they have a sleepover, and the next day they're like both wearing like onesies to bed. But Nick like purposely, did you notice this? Nick like purposely had his button so you could like see a little bit of chest. Like he was like so poised in his outfit.
He was a total. He was such a nerd bomber. And now he has like a six pack, so he needs to show that anytime he can.
Yeah.
Wait, we didn't talk about the Raven montage opening because it was the best day of her life. Like
with the snow angels.
Yeah, right. You did not orgasm. I don't believe her.
So and I read an article though that she didn't that they didn't hook up, that they didn't have sex.
Well, they also made it seem like she lost her virginity or something.
She's like, I'm a woman.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
She's like, psych, yeah, I am. I'm a woman. Like, it was like, she's like
I had an orgasm.
Attention,
high five strangers on the street.
And yet, okay, she somehow got a rose.
She's going to win. She's going to win because the thing, Vanessa is way too serious.
She's too intense.
Oh my gosh, she's so intense. Okay, so Nick and Vanessa, they're in matching blue satin suits.
Yes.
And their date is to jump in freezing cold water. I wouldn't have done this date.
Wait, why were they doing it multiple times? Is that a thing, like you had to keep doing it multiple times, or was she like challenging herself, I can do it more, I can do it more? Like, I felt like she had something to prove, like, I'm a tough girl.
No. Okay. So I think she was like getting high off of it, like a natural high. Mm-hmm. But I was also like thinking the whole time, like, so why do people do this in Finless? Why is this a thing? I'm like, do you lose weight? Is that why they do it? It has to be like a weight loss thing. I was like, I would do it then.
Yeah. Yeah. If it happens to do weight loss, any crash diet I can do that only takes 30 seconds of my time and I can drop 10 pounds, I'm in.
I don't know. But they just kept on going back. But then, okay, then they're finally in the hot tub, and he's like, well, your family's traditional, and I'm not. And she's like, wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, that was a weird conversation, and I'm like, are the editors trying to throw us off? Because he seems, like, really into her, and he's also, like, has a big family and understands all that. And he's like, what if I want to do something different than have lunch with your family? It's like, first off, neither of you are going to be living in Montreal. There's no way Nick's going to Montreal, so Sunday lunches aren't even going to be a thing.
But it was really interesting how he talked about, like, a previous relationship, about the family being very present, because, I mean, my family is extremely present around here.
Do I talk to my mom, like, 7 times a day? Yeah, I do. Like,
but I, like,
very involved.
But I wouldn't like that if someone I was with was like that, because I'd want them to be with my family all the time.
Well, I feel like, isn't it usually too, like, you're involved with the girls' family? It's been a really long time since I've been in a relationship, so I'm not super sure how it's like anymore, but I feel like it's usually you're spending time with the girls' family.
Well, yeah, and, like, you're supposed to take the girls' religion traditionally, but he's not a traditionalist.
He's not. He let us know. He's not. I don't know.
But he said he's proud to be an American.
He's proud to be an American, where at least he knows he's free. He must not have seen shirtless photos of Justin Trudeau yet. So maybe once he sees that, he'll be okay with Canada.
But, okay, he also, like,
Do you think, like, we have a career in singing if this doesn't work out? What about jingle writing? I feel like we could really nail it. I think we have
a few careers. Basically, we say one line and we've heard it in a song one time, so we start singing the song, and, like, it's really dumb.
Do you guys like it? Text us. Slide into our DM on our Instagram and let us know what you think of our singing.
Like,
skills.
Every DM is, please stop singing. We have to.
you're not funny and you can't sing, make it stop. We're like, do you like our interesting Instagram posts about embarrassing photos of the housewives? Hello, okay, are you following us anymore? Okay, I digress. Back to the pod. Back to the pod.
Okay, so yeah, he just like thinks that they're gonna have a tumultuous relationship, lots of conflict, lots of passion.
Mm-hmm. But I also don't see her being passionate. I see her being like a lump in bed. Just like,
oh no, she's got a great bod.
So no, she's not, an indicator she work of good in bed?
Yeah, okay. She knows how to work it.
Well, yeah, and then, so anyways, he eliminates Rachel. We said goodbye to her, but she's the new bachelorette, so life is great. And so, okay, so your choice is Raven. I'm thinking Vanessa. I don't think he can have a real life with Raven.
Oh my gosh, Raven will do whatever he wants.
Like stab him with a stiletto.
We, I am also like, did the... I felt like they stayed at the same hotel the whole time. Like I'm like, was it the same room?
No, because
he kept... With no condoms? We know there's no condoms. The last girl for sure got an STD.
She's like, I've got... To, all I did was go to Finland and I got the clap. No rose in the clap. But no, but I feel like he couldn't wait to get out of those places, like, in the morning. He's like, gotta put my shoes on. Gotta go.
Yeah, I mean... I don't even know why they had the rose ceremony. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, but, and it looked cold and, but I did think it was finally time for Rachel to go. She's out. Vanessa's in. You can pick Raven, but I'm going Vanessa.
I hope we're going to go to Hoxie and have a wedding.
So who's next week? Is that his family that's coming and meeting them?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the dad grilling.
Ugh, we have 3 hours again next week. It's like, hey, Bachelor, stop doing this to me. That was real rough to get everything in.
I also thought Chris Harrison got drunk when they were going to the viewing parties.
Oh, probably. They were probably
I want a reality show of Chris Harrison.
I want Chris Harrison to be the Bachelor.
I know.
Could you imagine? That'd be so... role reversal. Nick could host. Chris could be the Bachelor. I think it'd be really good.
I can't wait. God, yeah. We have so many great ideas.
Mike Fleiss, call us. Okay, let's move on to our Bravo show. Well, was there anything that we missed from the women tell all? We did find out that cheese pasta. It's literally just pasta with grated cheese on it.
Yeah.
I liked how Corinne defended Raquel.
Yeah, that was cute. She's like, I'm not going to call her a housekeeper, or a maid, or a cleaning lady. Mm-hmm. She's my nanny.
Yeah, I thought that Corinne was the star, per usual. If she doesn't go on Bachelor in Paradise, I may boycott.
I completely agree. Also, I love how Chris Harrison, like, digs. Like, they must have made him take, like, marriage and family therapy classes because he, like, dives in with those girls to make them cry.
He, like, knows the triggers.
Yeah,
she calls them geeks. He's like, sorry, Summer House. It's only a trigger for Lindsay. My bad. Speaking of Summer House, should we jump into that?
Yes.
Okay.
Kyle Cook.
Kyle
Cook. Fan club.
Except Kyle Cook. What were you doing this week?
Wait. Let's talk about them on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay, first off,
All-star team.
Oh, that was the A team with the B team of ever. Okay, Kyle, Jax, and Carl were all on Watch What Happens Live. And I think Shep was the bartender, right?
I just saw the clip.
Yeah. Okay. So then I read that Everett was also there.
Shep's been liking our photos on Two Judging Girls. No big deal.
At Shep Gear. Are we going to head to Charleston and make an appearance on Southern Charm? Probably not, but like, just look out for us.
Dreams could come true.
Yeah. But, and then Everett was in the audience. Like, Everett couldn't even get on the show. He had to just like show up because he's the fucking worst.
Well, they don't know what he's going to do. He's bipolar.
Yeah.
Inconsistent.
Okay. Wait, so, So
Andy, please plead the fifth with him. Or never have I ever. And they're drinking.
And so they've literally all done basically every threesomes. Carl's done foursome and fivesome.
Yeah, what was that, Carl, with your orgies? Ew.
Yeah, it's also like, Carl, don't try to be cool.
Yeah. Not a good look.
Had they all been arrested?
They have all been arrested.
They've all done cocaine. But I'm sure it's
probably like
minor possession or something. Or like something. Well, like Jax is.
Public.
Jax,
I mean, who doesn't have one of those? I don't.
I really don't. I was like, I definitely don't.
It's shocking.
But then he was like, been with a guy. And you know, you can maybe see Jax flinch a second and be like, no, no, Jax. This Jax didn't do that. Jason Couchy did that. Not Jax Taylor.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were enjoyable. I can't believe it sounds like they're not doing a Summer House reunion, which makes me really sad. But I hope that, you know, season two is still a go. I didn't check in to see if Kyle did a 6 p.m. live on Facebook or on Instagram.
I didn't notice that today. So,
okay. So anyways, going into the show, we have to come back to like Lindsay and Everett where she's like, I'm going to sleep in a bed with a guy. And she storms off and it's like, okay, either make your scene and leave. You can't come back though.
Oh my God, their recovery time is like 10 minutes.
Did you also hear that she said she was going to blow a casket as opposed to a gasket? It was like, casket. I was like, oh God, I'm sure you're intelligent, but I can't tell.
No, she's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I do think she might be the best looking on the show.
I mean, that's not a competition. Not to be rude.
Well, Christina's not in the competition.
Oh, no.
Jacqueline's face is beat.
If we're doing body, Jacqueline has a good body.
No. The but twins, we're talking no. Full package. Yeah. See, okay, I think the Workus twins, they're have bigger girls.
They've had a lot of work done.
Yeah. But I think
they're cute.
They present well.
Yeah,
I think they present
fine.
Well.
They're fine. But nobody's like...
You know, present to the people. what am I talking about present well? They present drinking themselves? Rosé well.
Yes. Well, who was... I mean, what about Daria this week? Actually, you know who's the prettiest? Amanda. Kyle's girlfriend that he should be taking back. She's pretty. Okay.
Those glasses were kind of a weird look.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Okay. She still has like that 23-year-old face too. They got the chubby cheeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they still have their baby fat.
Okay, back to the show. Okay, so then, and then Christina's crying because the workus is yelling at her, which this is what I want to say. She is using Christina as a scapegoat. Like, Lauren, I'm sorry, you came on real strong. It was not Christina. You interrogated him after the wedding, and you think that was Christina. And I like, too, that later, Carl admits. He admits that it was his fault. And he threw Christina under the bus.
I am so curious about this Lauren Carl situation because this week...
She was at Watch What Happens Live too.
This week, it was hot and heavy. Oh, yeah. Hanging out the whole time. The whole time I was like thinking at the pool party, he was going to be like, okay, like I kind of want my own time and you need to go away. No, he's going to do that to her. I know it. I've seen happen before.
Oh yeah. And like when they were at brunch, when they're like, she's like, hey, Carl, we're going to leave tonight, right? Together?
And she's pushing this so hard.
It's like, give an inch, take a mile. Chill out, Lauren.
She's like,
it's the end of summer, and I haven't reached my goal yet. It's the end. There's only 1 week left.
No, she's literally freaking out. And she's also like, Carl, sit at the head of the table. Carl, Carl, Carl,
Carl, Carl, Carl, Carl. It's like, you know, I'm Finding Nemo where they're like, mine, 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 Carl, mine, Carl, Carl, mine, mine, Carl.
Like, no, but he is playing her like a fool. And you know what? If I was her, I would have been eating it all up. But I'm like, well, clearly he likes me now. Like, we hooked up drunk by the pool.
Oh god, are you Amanda or you're Lauren? Because poor Amanda, when she shows up, she's like, I know he loves me. I'm like, oh god. But so they all went to the pool party, the rosé party. DJ by DJ Rosé, as Kyle likes to call it. And Kyle is drinking a like 10-liter bottle of rosé.
He's in true form, like literally,
like your most basic bro right there,
attempting to pour rosé down people's mouth, but just literally spilling everywhere.
All I'm thinking is like the burn of it going up your nose. Like that burn, and it's like, oh,
you're familiar. Yeah. You're familiar. Yeah,
I'm familiar. And then he meets Daria, who
was it Darla?
Oh, I thought it was Daria.
Oh, maybe it was.
Either way, whatever. It doesn't matter because she was the worst. She was like a Forever 21 ad in person with her like JanSport backpack and her.
She had a good body. I'm not going to deny that.
She was like 21.
She was 23.
I pretend like at 23 I had a great body, but.
There's a lot of body shaming happening on this episode.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. International Women's Day, all bodies welcome. All bodies welcome. But okay, he like meets her.
We love Ashley Graham.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on her?
I don't even think she's that pretty.
I think her face is pretty, but I think sometimes she makes me feel uncomfortable.
I prefer Whitney from America's Next Top Model, the first plus size winner ever. But whatever, besides the point. Or like Liv Tyler's sister, she's a plus size model.
God, you know a lot about the plus size model.
Huge fan of Lane Bryant. Okay, stop. We got to go back to the show. Back to the show. Wait, okay. Also, the Workers twins are not plus size.
Did I say that?
Oh no, you just said we love all bodies, and then I thought you said that to the Workers. Oh my god, let's keep going. This is bad.
No, but they do call themselves big girls. Literally, yeah. Carl said in this episode, put all your weight on me.
She's like, babe, oh, babe, stop. Does she have like chicken thighs? Like, yeah, she does, but she knows how to work it. It's fine. Whatever.
No, they do. They do. They dress their bodies well.
Yeah. Okay. I'm at the party,
too. They're not fat. They're just big girls. Okay. Okay, we need to move on from this conversation. Okay.
So at the party, too, he, like, meets Daria, whatever. They go out on a date, which basically she's the worst. She's just like, she comes over to the house and she's like, do you have a cigarette?
Oh my god, when she was asking for the cigarettes, they're like, no, we don't smoke here, especially on camera.
Yeah. Like, idiot. And she's like, you should come with me and meet up with my friends. He's like, I'm good.
I'll stay here.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about the fight at the party with Christina and Lindsay?
I'm so happy. Like, Lindsay, move out with Christina can't come back next season.
No. First off, Christina is a wet blanket, and which Ashley called her.
A wet blanket that works for wet paint.
Yeah. But they were so mean to her. But okay, she like overhears Everett being like, oh yeah, moving out, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, gotta address this right now. I've had 17 glasses of rosé. This is the perfect time to address it with Lindsay. She's like, so are you moving out? Our friend Anna wants to move in. And Lindsay's like, you're a loser. You're 32 and you have two roommates. Loser. What are you doing with your life? It's like, Lindsay, you're 30 and you have two roommates. Also, I'm 30 and I have a roommate.
I'm 31 and I'm not going to have a roommate soon, but I have someone that lives downstairs.
But okay. But yeah, so like they get in this fight and Lindsay's like, obviously I'm going to move out. And it's like, oh, this conversation with Everett should go well.
Lindsay is also always the drunkest. Like, you can see it in her eyes.
She doesn't eat. And I think all she does
she knows the secret.
Yeah, the liquid diet. That's the best way to lose weight on a long weekend. Liquid diet.
I always lose weight on those kinds of weekends.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't have them often.
Well, it's like you're so dehydrated. You're,
what did
like,
my
no
laugh
problem.
Just sound like? Did it sound like Everett when Lindsay started talking to him about that conversation? She was like, so like moving in. He's like, I was like, all
no,
right,
I think
ahead.
He
like,
wanted it. I think he wanted it.
I think drunkenly maybe, but we'll see. I don't know. Are they together? Are they still together now? They are, right?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Real time, yes. And okay. I guarantee you Amanda and Kyle are together right now as well.
Oh, they for sure are because the summer's over.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to see. I think he did come to terms with it. He's like, all right,
yeah,
fall's coming.
Yeah.
I'm in for Amanda. Uh-huh. Sometimes those guys, they need to play around to see that they're missing the best thing.
Mm-hmm. I have a
That's
few.
That's what I let them all do to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. I have a few still playing around, but they're coming back soon. They're coming back. Uh-huh. Guys, I haven't
they
changed my number.
They always come back.
Okay.
They really do. They come out
Mercury
of the woodworks.
Mercury in retrograde, and I'm like, hello. Good to see you. I miss you too.
Okay. Enough about our dating. Let's talk about Stassi's dating.
Oh,
she
yes.
makes. Let's go to Vanderpump yes, Rules. So she Rules. Makes an OKCupid account, which I thought that was the funniest app to use.
Yes.
And she's
well,
like, okay.
Should she have used Plenty of Fish? Should it have been Bumble, Tinder?
I thought
Hinge?
It's like Bumble and Tinder.
I don't know. I'm really bad at online apps.
Okay. So anyways, she makes her online dating app and it's like wine, brunch, my dogs, murder, ghosts, aliens, and ranch. The whole time I was thinking, I was like, wait, this is like the same as mine, but I don't like aliens or dogs. But like,
I don't like aliens or ghosts, so I like everything else on that, though.
But when she says murder, I think it's hilarious.
ID network.
Yeah.
Snapped. Wives with knives.
No, and then
he
she's
made
like,
me do it. Great shows.
And then she's getting ready for the date, and Kristen's like, yeah, you have to wear that little black dress and no underwear. And Stassi's like, I have to wear 3 pairs of Spanx. Like, I've gained 20 pounds.
This is the old Stassi back. This is what I love. This is the Stassi I love.
And Kristen's like, well, A, do you have Adderall? B, do you have Plan B?
Yeah.
And C, condoms.
Which I was like, okay, so they're admitting
you know,
that they do Adderall.
Your Those 3 date essentials.
Never leave my house without it.
Good old trusted Plan B.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how.
But she said.
A
she
lot
says
of first
plan...
dates, no second dates.
She says Plan B before condoms.
Well,
it's like you use a condom first and then
no,
if it
that's,
breaks,
that's why
wink, wink.
That's why the condom is C. You use the Plan B and then you use the condoms after, obviously. Kristen's on to something.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I now have a new love because on Saturday, which if you guys go, again, Insta drop. If you go to our Instagram, you'll see Saturday I saw her when we both decided to have the great idea to see the movie Get Out. Which,
right.
Go see it. It's an amazing movie. But we're standing in line and my friends like yell, we're standing in the concession line. My friends are yelling, Courtney, get over here. And I'm like, oh, great. A shorter line to get my snacks. So I run over there. They're like, it's Kristen. I'm like, oh, what? And of course, I creepily took a photo. And of course, I creepily posted it on our Instagram. And of course,
she liked it. And liked
like,
it.
It's like when you've been like bad and you were caught and you're like, oh no. But then we just, I embraced it. That's where
yeah,
we got our 12 followers.
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. But anyways, I really like Kristen. I think she's been really good at laughing at herself this season and just embracing it. So I like
and
her talk.
Really, really helping Stassi. And
yes.
I loved – so this David date I thought was really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like he was very formal. Like they met outside.
He was he gay?
The door. No,
gay,
but I thought she was like too honest. He's like, so like, what do you like to do for fun? And he's like – She's like, you know, shop, go to lunch. And yeah. He's like, what about Runyon Canyon? I don't like to move my body.
She's like, starts going. She's like, the reason I'm so pretty is because I sleep. And he's like, okay.
She's like, you wake up at 7 a.m.? What time do you think these people, like, wake up?
Oh, 10. 9 if they have something to do at, like, 12.
Well, they were all dying when they had to wake up for the photo shoot, the indulgence photo shoot.
Oh, what was that photo shoot?
The fake pig.
It's like, first off, I thought it was weird that Tom Schwartz came. They're like, oh, we need more guys. I'm like, bring back James.
And wait, these photos just go on the website? That's it? What is this photo shoot for? I don't get it.
I feel like she's.
I mean, I know they do it every year, but like what?
Probably to stop Yulin forever.
If I have to hear about that anymore, don't get me into this Hong Kong thing.
But I have no idea why they do. I think they just do it to be like, look, we're pretty. I mean, I've never seen any photos in Sir.
And then they all are wearing black, the girls. I'm like, well, they have to now.
Yeah. And, well, the only one with the amazing body is Ariana.
I know. And she had that pretty hot shoot with Tom, who had a boner. That's questionable.
Yeah, he was like, boner for Tom Schwartz. Because their romance is a romance, and they are straight up lovers. Like, Tom was in those short shorts, and Schwartz was like, God, his ass looks great. And I'm like all for men supporting men. But, like, sometimes there's a little too much support, and it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Because they've crossed a line, like, they've jumped over it 10 times over.
Yeah, and although, you know, I guess, I don't know, it's weird. The whole thing's weird, and then the Katie and Tom and, like, Lisa Vanderpump conversation was really strange, too, when they wanted Lisa to be their ordained minister. It's like...
And she, like, basically denied them with that butler.
But it was so weird. I'm like, stop trying to make Lisa relevant. Stop throwing her in all these situations. Like,
she doesn't take marriage lightly.
No, she doesn't.
I don't know what accent that was.
I didn't either, but I was just letting it go because I have horrible accents too. But so they haven't. She's like, you need to really work on it. And they're like crying and like, we're going to. He's like, bubba, bubby, bubby, bubby.
Oh, when he calls her that, like, I hate it. Like, or like when people call each other, babe, hey, babe, babe, babe. Does your babe have a name?
No. His name is Babe. Babe. But yeah. And so then after the shoot, though, they Lisa sits down with him. They're like, we've come so far in the past 3 days. And Lisa's like, did she say at that point that she was going to do it? Because we know from the previews that she's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
She's like, look into each other's eyes and kiss goodbye and remember why you fell in love. And yes, I will ordain your marriage.
Well, thanks, Lisa. This was kind of, I felt like this episode was a little bit of the buildup for the wedding next week.
Totally, like, totally. I thought Tom and Katie, they reminded me, they're Adrian Maloof and Paul. They're the Bickersons.
With less like, money.
With a shit less ton of money.
Yeah.
A shit less ton of money.
That makes sense. Yeah, shit less ton. I get it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, very Bickersons for sure. Like... Ooh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, how long are we giving this marriage? Forever?
I mean, they've hit 6 months in real time.
Well, that's good. But maybe that's because they're in an open relationship.
With the other Tom?
Yeah, exactly. They're like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Open relationship as long as it's the same sex as you.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's be in Beverly Hills. So what are these Dorit's bangs?
I like them. Okay. I think I thought they might have been part of the Jessica Simpson Kem Paves collection where she had her clip-on bangs line. Remember that?
This they had to be clip-ons.
Oh yeah. They might have been like
because
one of
those... she goes to, and she has the bob later on.
Yeah. Whoever is her hairstylist, though, they do a great job. Maybe she's borrowing Erica's glam squad, Clyde, who went on the plane with Erica. Maybe she's borrowing him for her hair and makeup.
This episode was really Erica about Central. Very Erica. Yeah. I loved it.
I really like seeing another side of Erica. It's just like she's it really made me grown love her on more. Me. Oh yeah,
she's grown on me. Like I didn't really like her last season, but Dorit's won me over. So yeah. I mean, I have so many friends. You know, Dorit.
Yeah,
I have.
Well, obviously, your best friend Erica. Is Renna.
Renna, but yeah. I don't like that Eileen girl, and she's friends with her.
Is that because Eileen's taking your place? Like you and Eileen have to fight for Renna.
No, it's actually
or is it because Eileen is so boring?
She's so boring. I mean, you would think I would like her too because I watched Days of Our Lives when I was young. And
was she on Days of Our Lives?
Yes. Oh, she was on Kristen. She was Kristen, married to Stefano, and she
keep going.
Okay, so she had two. She played two characters.
Oh, right.
One was like Stefano De Mira's, you know, wife, and the other one was. She'd be like, my baby Elvis, and she was like the pretend nanny. Yeah, no, she was like the pretend nanny, but really Elvis was her baby. But Kristen like had faked this whole pregnancy with DiStefano, but lost the baby and took this other woman's baby, and the baby was the nanny.
Soap operas is like how realistic the story is.
It was nuts, and she and Days of Our Lives, like their storylines would drag out for like 4 months. Mm-hmm. You'd watch it every day, and nothing would happen.
Many a summer watching Days of Our Lives in the backwoods of Georgia.
I would run home from school and watch Days of Our Lives.
It's the only time I ran as a kid. Okay, wait. Also, though, why do we have to watch Rinna make a smoothie? Like, the editors are making her look so pathetic. I actually kind of felt bad for her in that scene because I was like, everybody's talking about her. They're all meeting. You know, you got Eileen and Erica at lunch, Dorit and Kyle, Elvin.
I love Dorit and Kyle friendship. I think that's a good one.
Do you? I like the Erica-Kyle friendship better.
No, because Dorit will get down and dirty and, like, Kyle likes to gossip too, so
yeah,
they're gonna
okay yeah, but and then you've got like Rinna and she's like, dog, sit dog. I can't even get my dog to sit. I'm gonna make a smoothie. She's like, I make a good smoothie. Where's Harry Hamlin, Delilah Bell, Amelia Gray, Lenora?
Do you think she'll be back next season?
Oh yeah,
you do.
I bet my depends on it. Okay. Also, okay. So Kyle throws a party at Kyle by Eileen too, which I'm not even sure if it's a clothing store or just an event space that has clothes in it.
No, she opened up her New York store and her Hamptons one.
Oh, okay. Well, I just heard nobody's ever in that store. So
can you go on a field trip there this week and like maybe live do it from two judgy girls?
Sure. I'll see what I can do. So we can go around. Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. But that is okay. Kyle has looked so good this season. And then she comes in with a linebacker with that strapless dress and the back fat is back. Like, Kyle, we were doing so
good. She was clearly too tight, but she put on a jacket.
I saw.
Someone must have said,
someone was like, hey, the back fat is back. Maybe it was her daughter, Sophia, that looked like straight out of The Craft. You know, when they like panned her and she just had like the two like trolla string pieces like in her face, just like, I hate this, mom.
when are they gonna get her nose done?
I don't know. Wasn't she trying to get her to be a model? It's like, nah.
She's already 16. Like, you gotta get on that.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you could probably get a 3-for-1 deal. Just go the same place your mom and dad went.
I know. They've gotta do something about that nose.
Okay, so and then Rinna doesn't show up because she's sick. She's sick, but she's quote-unquote sick.
She goes to a lot of events. Maybe she was sick.
Oh, well, the fat Jewish who – I'm sorry. I do not like the fat Jewish. I think
I actually unfollowed him. He's too crass.
But you still follow Fuck Jerry.
I have both of them. Wow. I just follow two judgy girls, and that's all I need.
Oh, is that a new page on Instagram? Is that a Housewives Bravo account? Oh, okay, great. I'll have to check that out after.
I also just started following PK, which his real name is Paul Kensley. Fun fact.
Wow, fun fact, guys. I'm learning so much on International Women's Day. I'm really happy about that.
Okay. Jagger's talking now.
Oh,
he's Jagger. The sweetest.
Jagger,
he's
do sweet. You want no Jagger? You can't have ice cream. Okay, come on. So wait,
Marie. This is like ADD.
I'm so sorry, Ritalin. Everybody.
Pass the Adderall, Rinna.
Yeah, wait, Stossies, can I get some of your date Adderall? I'm so sorry. I need to focus. I'm sorry. Okay, wait, Maurizio shows up in his agency hat, and I'm like, oh, good. We haven't had a plug lately. Thanks for showing up here. He's like, guys, the next party's going to be in Punta Mita.
No, that party was like boring. Nothing really happened at it.
So boring.
Kyle used like underwear because she got rosé in her eye. That was the most exciting thing that happened at that party.
She's like, and I made a sale tonight because I had to buy this pair of underwear. Yeah, so and then they decide to go on a Hong Kong trip, and Eden's like, oh god, they're talking about a trip. I better run over. She's like, oh, what are you guys talking about? Hey, it's me, Eden. Remember I'm the one that talked about the sober stuff? Remember?
Me. Wearing her like fuchsia tent dress. Yeah. I am so pissed she's going on this trip.
I'm so annoyed because she's going to ruin it. Like, we want to get drunk. We want to have a good time. And now we have to deal with you, you idiot. So anyways, no. I don't like her. And then Rinna comes over to the LVP rescue dog shop. And Rinna.
I did not like this scene.
I liked it. Because Rinna played right into it. She had to give her eyelashes in order to get on the trip.
That was so dehumanizing. Taking off someone's eyelashes like that.
But she did it.
She's a bully. That Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but also, I'm not going to, I'm going to defend her. I'm just going to move on. Kim is a grandma now.
Yeah.
Good for cute. Kim. Okay, the kid's name is Huxley, though. And it's
weird. I guess you're calling him Huck.
Yeah, like
he's going to get made fun of a lot.
No, that's like
the Huck new. Finn or oh. Huck Fucks.
Oh, no, not Huck Fucks. Like, that's, isn't that going to be like
that's
cool?
That's going to be like his locker name room.
Yeah, his locker name room. Mm-hmm. His locker room name. God, where's the Adderall? Okay, so we went this week. We also went to Georgia to go visit Erica's mom and got a little bit more.
That was very sweet.
I liked it. I thought it was sweet. She just, you know, it made it really
I like
nice.
Her mom. I think you need to, like, have kids be strong and you're not going to give them everything that they have. Hey. She earned her husband.
Yes. My mom was a single mom and she kicked ass. So I'm all for it. I really enjoyed it. I think that, I like that her mom was wearing the Pat the Puss shirt. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
I just thought the whole relationship was really sweet. And I think that Erica is number one for sure.
Yeah. It was nice to see her softer mm-hmm. side, but I can't wait to go to Hong Kong next week.
Oh my God. It's like fights, fights, fights. Erica versus Dory. Dory That's versus Rinna. One. Eden versus Sanity.
Okay, well, guess what? I'll judge this next week.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for judging with us this week. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Stop.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But
I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.